RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's Robinson, right side. Nice cutback. He's gone. Can anybody catch him?
Not tonight.
McCreary chasing. Won't get there. Touchdown, Atlanta. 93 yards.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. A lot of the big hitters getting it done for you in your fantasy football championship games. Bijan Robinson, absolute monster last night for the Falcons. Troy Aikman, kind of like, and I love Troy, and I mean that. You've listened to the show, watched the show for any amount of time, you know I think Buck and Aikman are great. They were kind of like doing PR a little bit for Bijan and the Falcons. I'm not actually saying they were, but this was like a very pro-Falcons broadcast. All good, just saying. We'll talk about the future of the Atlanta Falcons in a moment. I want to give a shout out to a couple of our new listeners on YouTube. And I said this yesterday, and as part of like this new iteration of the show, You Better You Bet with me, Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, and this new time slot. Follow me on socials, by the way, at the Costos on Twitter and Instagram. We're going to do far more interaction with listeners and viewers, YouTube, text line, call line as we move forward into 2026. Want to give a shout out to Chris Camacho on YouTube. And Michael Higginbotham, which I think is Shawn Michaels' real name, like the pro wrestling legend. I don't know if he is the pro wrestling legend, but Michael, shout out to you, shout out to Chris, and all the new listeners and viewers, and the real ones alike, tuning into the show here nationwide on this Tuesday. So the Atlanta Falcons have won three straight games in a lost season, and are now 7-9. And 4-1 in primetime games this year. Like, if you just watched NFL primetime games, you would think the Falcons are, like, one of the best teams in the league, which they obviously are not. And Raheem Morris, I thought, had a great quote to Laura Rutledge of ESPN going into halftime last night when he said, "We messed up the season." Well, like, we're, and like, the second part of the quote doesn't even matter. Like, we're playing hard, whatever. He knows they messed up, and he's trying to do PR to keep his job. And I want to be really clear here. Once upon a time in another life, I was a producer at Sirius XM NFL Radio. And Raheem Morris at the time was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and used to come on the show that I produced. I used to talk to him like quite a bit. Not like we were best friends, but talk to him, you know, a couple times a week. One of the nicest guys in the world. You will not hear anyone ever say a bad thing about Raheem Morris. But the idea that he should come back as Falcons head coach is ridiculous. Because they've won some meaningless games at the end of the year. I know they beat the Rams last night. Like, the Rams didn't have Devontae Adams and two of their offensive linemen. This is like, in real life, if your girlfriend cheats on you, or your boyfriend cheats on you, whatever. Your girl cheats on you. And you're like, oh, let's see how this goes. And then you have, like, a nice Christmas season. Maybe you bring your girl to your grandfather's house for Christmas. Maybe this was me once upon a time. Maybe not. And you try and talk yourself into, well, you know, the last month has gone great. Maybe we should keep this going. But you know, deep down in your heart of hearts, she's no good. And it's just a matter of time before it goes south. Raheem Morris, nice guy, not a good head coach. And you can be happy with how this season has ended. And you can praise the Falcons for playing hard while also acknowledging that what's in the best interest of this team moving forward is a break with the head coach and a break with the overmatched general manager, Terry Fontenot. Terry Fontenot has been the GM of the Falcons since 2021. Zero winning seasons. Signed Kirk Cousins to a $100 million deal and then drafted Michael Penix Jr. He's objectively a terrible general manager. How about the report from Fox's Jay Glazer over the weekend that Arthur Blank, Falcons owner, and the team have had talks with Falcons legendary quarterback and current NFL on CBS analyst Matt Ryan about joining the front office? Let's go back in time almost 4 years. March 2022. When the Atlanta Falcons, despite having Matt Ryan under contract, very publicly flirted, more than flirting, tried to get with Deshaun Watson before the Browns gave him all that guaranteed money. Souring Matt Ryan to the point that he asked out, and the Falcons unceremoniously traded him to the Indianapolis Colts, where Matt Ryan finished his career. Do people really think if Matt Ryan joins this team that Terry Fontenot is keeping his job? Give me a break. The biggest question for the Atlanta Falcons, and this is for another time, it's not Raheem Morris, it's not Terry Fontenot. They should both be out of a job. It's what do you do with disappointing, soon-to-be third-year quarterback, Michael Penix Jr.? Is he the guy or not? That is a story for the offseason. And just a quick betting note on this weekend, and we'll talk more about how this game impacts the NFC South Championship later in the show. The Falcons are 3-point home favorites on Sunday against Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints. We don't need to wait until Friday or Sunday to give you a bet for that game. The Saints are going to win outright. On the other side, we'll be joined by Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. And I'm going to ask Danny, round 3, Bears-Packers, Soldier Field, who do you got next?
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.